Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waking Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Waking Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. I'm so far behind on those that I swear I'm dedicating a bunch of time to. I am, Chris. I'm going to get to a bunch of those tonight. But I have to start with this. And here's what we have on tap for this hour. You should know. They're building their forces when it comes to the military, FBI. We're going to go over that and how it's going to tie into. There's a new story out today about the draft and how many Americans are willing. So I'm going to get to that and I'm going to get to emails. But I want to begin with this. I understand that I see things differently than most people see things sometimes. I get that. The wife is very fond of telling me, Ob tells me all the time, she says, you know you're the weird one, right? You think you're right and that everyone else is wrong, but you're the weird one when it comes to, she's usually talking to me about food, you know, because cold sandwiches are disgusting or something like along those lines. She'll point out that you're the one that's weird. So I know that I have a different way of looking at things. I understand that. But, well, for example, today there were not one, but two incidents today in Congress, both the House and the Senate, where physical violence of some kind was either done or it was threatened. Let's deal with the first one, because I feel totally different about this than everyone else. The first one, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, he's a congressman. Here he is giving his account to another reporter about what Kevin McCarthy did to him in Congress.
Explain to us what happened with you and Kevin McCarthy.
Well, I was doing an interview, a lovely lady, in which she was asking me a question. And at that time, I got elbowed in the back. And it kind of caught me off guard because it was a clean shot to the kidneys. And I turned back and there was Kevin. And I, for a minute, I was kind of, what the heck just happened? And then I chased after him, of course. He's as I've stated many times, he's a bully with $17 million in a security detail. You know, he's the type of guy that when you're a kid, would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt. And he just, you know, he from behind, that kind of stuff. It, you know, that's not the way we handle things in East Tennessee. We if we have a problem with somebody, I'm going to look them in the eye.
Okay. Kevin McCarthy out there body checking fools. And Tim Burchett having none of it. But come look me in the eye. Apparently, according to the story, Burchett tried to physically run McCarthy down, and he would have run into a security detail. And okay, all right. You're probably already rolling your eyes. Oh, gosh, these immature children. All right, just stay with me. That leads us to the next one. Now, first, there's some history between these two gentlemen. One of them is Senator Mullins from Oklahoma. He is an MMA guy, you should know, so probably not someone you should tangle with. He has a bit of a history with this labor leader by the name of Sean O'Brien. This is from both of them exchanging back in March.
As far as my salary goes, my salary, if you follow me around, I actually look at this building. I bet you I work more hours than you do. Twice as many hours.
That's impossible.
But no, that's true.
Sir, you don't know what hard work is.
Secondly,
you want to follow my schedule?
I'll do it in a minute.
That's
we
not,
hold greedy CEOs like yourself accountable.
You call me a greedy CEO.
Oh, yeah, you are. You want to attack my salary, I'll attack you up.
What did you make?
What did you make when you owned your company?
When I made my company, I kept my salary down at about $50,000 a year because I invested every penny into it.
Okay. All right. You mean you hid money?
No, I didn't hide. Oh, hold on a second.
Okay, call you.
He said that's out of line. I was out of line.
We're even.
We're not even. We're not even close to being even.
Okay. So that's the senator and the labor leader from back in March. Just so you know, there's some history there. What happened today? Well, they almost started throwing hands.
Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me.
Sorry, what you're hearing, I'll start it again. What you're hearing there is Senator Mullen. He's reading a social media post this Sean O'Brien put up about him. It opens, that's what you're hearing here. I'll start it again.
Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution, every problem?
No, sit down. Sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it.
This is what he said.
You have your time.
Okay.
And there's, of course, I know you recognize that voice, Bernie Sanders steps in. No, stop it. Oh, you're not a state senator. And you should know, I know it didn't maybe come across on the radio. I'm sure you probably figured it out. Senator Mullins, Oklahoma, he got up. He's ready. And again, this is a fighter by nature. So he was ready. Probably, I have to assume he would beat the living crap out of that guy because remember, it's trained and untrained. But setting that aside. A bunch of people have been pointing to these incidents today, and they're talking about how embarrassing it is and how ridiculous it is. And clearly these people need to go in recess, and this is horrible. And okay, look, I sympathize with that point of view. If that's your point of view, I do sympathize with it. Me? I love this. And I don't love it for the immature entertainment value, although that is a nice side benefit. You know why I love it? Here's why. Because male environments, I can't speak for female environments, but male environments have always and will always operate better, more efficiently when there is an understanding that you had better watch your mouth or you might end up with a mouth full of your own teeth. That is the way men work, and life works better that way. I do not subscribe to this modern day namby-pamby way of thinking, which is way more vicious and violent, by the way, this modern-day way of thinking. Oh, I'll just say whatever I want to you in a congressional hearing or in social media, and I know in the end you'll find some way to screw me over and post stuff up there. Life worked better. Congress worked better. The United States of America worked better when men understood your mouth better not write a check that your butt can't cash. That is a fact. In Congress, some guy almost got beaten to death with a cane. His name was Charles Sumner. Look it up. It's a great story. Hilarious story. Sumner, I'm sorry. Charles Sumner. In Congress, in fact, the founding fathers we talk about so lovingly. Oh, the founding fathers this and the founding fathers that. The founders this, the founders that. Okay. Go ahead and run your friggin' mouth to one of the founding fathers. You'll find yourself in a duel staring down the barrel of a pistol. That's how things operated when things actually worked right. In this society, full of a bunch of feminized men or women leading every daggone thing, everyone has to be so passive-aggressive and snipe at this and snip at that. I say life works better. You want to sit there? Both of you. The senator, the labor leader, all of them. You got an issue, brother? Let's deal with it. You got an issue? Kevin McCarthy and Tim Burchette have an issue? You want to sit and body check somebody? Okay, well, let me know how your nose feels when I get done smashing it into your face. I bet you won't do it again. And I know this sounds, I know I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail, and that's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is where you can send it. I know I sound like some kind of an old world barbarian, but that keeps all of us in check. Me, maybe you, especially if you're a dude. I've learned to watch my mouth over time. Why? I grew up in environments where you're fighting, pal. We're fighting. Either we're fighting in school, we'll fight in practice, we'll fight in the Marines, but you run your mouth. And by the way, others have learned that about me as well. Watch your mouth or there may be consequences. The lack of physical consequences has created a society full of effeminate, vicious men. Men were less violent and less vicious when they would just go throw hands for a couple minutes. There, I said it. Don't care. That's what I believe. We're going to get to some emails before we get to FBI, Navy SEAL stuff, the draft, all these other things. Just my opinion. Hey, look, you don't think you can take him? Just pull out your hero gun. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. The hero gun is for self-defense. Stop it. It's for if you're being attacked by somebody. A violent person who's trying to commit a crime against you. That's why you own a hero gun or a hero arrow. And it's non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Shoots either pepper balls or pepper gel. I actually prefer the Hero Arrow for my wife because it's a little smaller, more aerodynamic. It's easier to convince her to carry it with her at all times, which she now does. But whatever works for you and your loved one, make sure the person you love the most has one on them at all times. Protect yourself. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It's email time. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you missed any part of the show, if you've missed any show ever, I don't know how you're still alive. You can download the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. They podcast every one of them. Don't forget on iTunes to subscribe and leave a review talking about how handsome I am, because there's like 1,000 of those, 2,000, there's thousands by this point in time. It's the funniest thing ever. All right, quit. We need to get to some emails. Jesse, he's talking about deporting illegals because I was going off about that last night. How fast could we do it? How many ships do we have? How many military planes do we have? How could we do this? How do we get it? Okay, what he's doing is saying we can't do it. Essentially saying it's too difficult. We have too many millions of people here. But here's something I want everyone to understand about every issue we face in this country. This is something I have to remind myself of. So I'm going to remind you because I'm reminding me. Momentum. Momentum is one of those things. It's kind of difficult to describe. It's difficult to describe how to get it. It's difficult to describe how to stop it. But it is also something that is very, very real and very, very, very powerful. And we have to always remind ourselves of this when we look at issue after issue after issue in this country, especially the issues where we feel way behind, which is a lot of them, right? Most of them right now. We feel way behind. We're playing catch up. The commies have taken everything. Oh my gosh. The commies have momentum right now. We don't have any. So all it feels like is you wake up every day and have to eat 20 pounds of crap. That's what it feels like every single day. Oh my gosh, more stuff and more stuff and more. Nothing matters. Ah. But that's because they have momentum. But momentum doesn't last forever. And once it reverses, they are going to feel like they're on their heels. Let's talk about illegal immigration. Because there are, let's be honest, there's not 10 million illegals here in America. There's 30. There's at least 20, 20, 30, 40 million people in this country. 10% of this country at least doesn't belong here. They are here illegally and should be deported. And people will immediately do what this guy did. And I'm not insulting him because it's a legitimate concern. How do we even begin? We can't do that. We don't even have the ships. We don't have the planes. What do we do about that? Okay, let's stop. Right now, if you're wanting to come to the United States of America illegally, let's say you're in China, you're in Nigeria, you're in Argentina, I don't care where you are in the globe, you're a young man and you want to come into the United States of America illegally, do you feel like you're going to be allowed in? Oh, Chris just scoffed. Of course, you probably just scoffed too. Of course you do. In fact, you don't have to look hard. Article after article after article, news story after news story after news story. You're going to be here. You're going to be here. We have Joe Biden, that Joe Biden clip we've played for you 10,000 times of Joe Biden, the candidate for president, saying, hey, surge the border. Yeah, good point, Chris. We have video footage of the government removing sections of the border wall. We have video footage of the American government opening up gates into this country where illegals are then pouring in. And the illegals in Nigeria and China and Argentina, they have television too. And they have the internet too. If you're an illegal, a potential illegal who wants to come to this country and violate its sovereignty, do you feel that you feel like you have a good degree of confidence you're going to be not only allowed in, but you're going to be provided for while you're here? Remember that story we did out of New York a little while ago? How they're providing the Venezuelans with Venezuelan specific cuisine. They're even going to make you your favorite pupusas. You know, if you're a potential illegal, you are going to be welcomed here. You will be given free health care. Your kids will be given school. You'll have a free cell phone. You'll have the best food. You'll have a hotel. You know that all the momentum in the world is pushing the world's illegals into our country because that's what our communists want to destroy the place. But I want you to think about all that video footage we just described, all those headlines, all those perks. What if the headlines, what if they started to read different? What if Dictator Jesse takes over in the Republic of Jesse, and instead of the headlines reading illegals given free cell phones, illegals given free school, what if the next headline that illegal reads in Nigeria or China or Argentina, what if they pick up the paper tomorrow and it says, Dictator Jesse turns away 10,000 illegals at gunpoint with the threat to shoot them if they come back? Do you still feel like it's worth that trip from Nigeria? And the next headline you read the next day, because you're one of the 20, 30, 40 million people here illegally, the next headline you read the next day, Dictator Jesse hires 10,000 new ICE agents with arrest power to arrest and deport every illegal man, woman, and child. If you're a person in this country illegally, you feel safe? You feel welcome? Dictator Jesse issues an order. Any contact with law enforcement, whether you're crossing the crosswalk, whether you get pulled over, any contact with law enforcement will result in immediate arrest and deportation. Do you feel like this is a welcome place for you anymore? No. You will pack up and leave because the momentum's gone the other way. Just because the momentum is against us, it can feel overwhelming. All it takes is reversing it a little, and it can turn into an avalanche, all right? All right. Now, how about an avalanche of gold? I don't know. How about $2,500 of free gold? Does that sound like something that's appealing to you? I've been telling you about Oxford Gold for the longest time. Well, Oxford Gold, they're running a special right now. With the purchase, with a correct purchase of precious metals, gold, silver, whatever, you can earn up to $2,500 in free gold. You also can get a free investment guide right now. Oxford Gold is pushing. You saw the latest inflation numbers. You don't need any convincing from me. Now's the time. Okay. It needs to be in your investments. It needs to be in your physical possession, and Oxford Gold is going to hook you up. JesseKellyGold.com. That's your one-stop shop. That's how they know you're a listener to my show, and that's how you get hooked up. JesseKellyGold.com. Don't sit around hoping the evil people destroying us are going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep going. All we can do is prepare. So go prepare. JesseKellyGold.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love that song, Chris. I'm sure that's one of your favorites. What, Chris? Jesus is just all right with me. I don't know about you. I certainly want... You know what? I got to stop because I have to get back to emails. We don't have time to give Chris crap tonight. I do want to just bring this up really quickly, though. They're investigating a Navy SEAL for alleged ties to extremists. And apparently, this is from Task and Purpose, apparently his own command is throwing him under the bus. Now, what kind of ties to extremists? Well, he apparently just attended a rally. That's it. He attended a rally. There was a big LGBTQ rally.
Why are you gay?
And ironically, this Navy guy was against that. And he went to a counter protest for it. He's busy being tossed out of the SEALs. Now, that ties in perfectly with this story, which we've already covered. The FBI accused of targeting Trump type military are deemed disloyal. How bad is it? Well, the whistleblower is accusing the FBI high up people, as in the deputy assistant director of the security division and the assistant section chief, of actually tracking down local law enforcement agencies looking for evidence of crimes by FBI agents who are also veterans as an excuse to purge them. Now, the reason I'm doing this quickly is I want to get back to emails. I just want to remind everyone, they're not, quote, destroying the military. They are not, quote, destroying the FBI. If that's how you think, you're behind. They're not destroying these organizations. They're building these organizations. When Stalin was doing the Great Purge and he was having a bunch of generals taken out and shot and arrested, he wasn't destroying the Red Army. He was building one. A different one for a different purpose. What purpose? Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe one that can take care of the greatest threat to humanity.
You know, I've seen firsthand what the reports make clear, the devastating toll of climate change and its existential threat to all of us, and is the ultimate threat to humanity, climate change.
Maybe they're building an FBI, a military. They can do what it did before, take on Hitler.
I think there's ground that's covered in betrayal where you reported. Let's deal with Hitler, okay?
Okay.
Trump's affinity for Hitler was always covered under an umbrella of his stupidity, right? People like General Kelly were like, oh, you must not get it. You must not mean Hitler's army, right? I mean,
he would talk about the brilliance of Hitler's generals.
Correct.
General Kelly, yes.
They are building an FBI. They're building a military. And I need to tell you something else that may be a little sobering to hear. But I have seen personal evidence of this. I have friends, many friends in the special operations community, and they have echoed this both publicly and privately, that even the vaunted special operations community is slowly but surely being taken over by commie loyalists. One friend told me, I think he might have even said this on the air, but I don't want to use his name in case this was done in private. If the United States government ordered the Green Berets to begin attacking Americans, he said, Jesse, 30% at least would say yes, sir, and participate already. What do you think they were doing when they purged everybody who wouldn't take the clot shot? What do you think that was? That was the easiest, simplest purge of right-wing thinkers imaginable. What do you think they do with all this endless drag this and gay that and white people are evil stuff? What do you think they're actually doing? They're making sure anybody who might be disloyal is disheartened and leaves or just flat out gets kicked out, because many of them are. That way they have the military they want. Now that can be confusing to people who don't understand what's happening, because maybe you're sitting there saying, but Jesse, I don't understand. It weakens the military. Aren't these people worried about a weakened military? These people don't have foreign enemies. You must understand that. The American communist does not have foreign enemies. He does not ever wake up, ever, and stress of, oh my gosh, China and the South China Sea, what are they doing with that missile technology? He doesn't wake up ever and stress about Russia or Iran or terror. That's not how the communist views the world. The communist only has domestic enemies. Only domestic enemies. You must understand they are building these organizations to take on the people they view as being the true enemy. And you can say that's over the top. You can say that's hyperbole. They tell you all the time what they think about you. Please listen. Don't even listen to me. If you doubt me, don't even listen to me. How many times have we played audio of these people describing you? Nazi, white supremacist, threat to democracy. Nazi, white supremacist, threat to democracy, threat to humanity.
Now I've seen firsthand what the reports make clear, the devastating toll of climate change and its existential threat to all of us, and is the ultimate threat to humanity, climate change.
You, your car, your gun, you're a threat to humanity, my goodness.
I've seen firsthand. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Why do you think they're building a military? Why do you think they're building the FBI? Well, they gotta take on Nazis.
You have swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you so much.
We now know that we have in the White House someone who could lead the Ku Klux Klan in the United States of America. Somebody who could be the leader of the neo-Nazi and publish just his words.
This is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house.
This distraction and sleight of hand is basically what modern Republican politics is all about. I mean, it sure ain't about governing. It's about selling white grievance and rage. The same rage that produces attacks on Asian Americans.
We got it, Chris. Why in the world wouldn't the FBI... Why wouldn't the military take on Nazis? Why wouldn't the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the ATF, the DEA, the United States Navy, the United States Army, the United States Marines, the United States Coast Guard, I mean, they swore to uphold the Constitution. Why wouldn't they attack anybody who's a threat to democracy?
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat and the homeland.
White supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers.
From a terrorism perspective, I think domestic violent extremism is one of the greatest terrorism-related threats that we face.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
I think MAGA and the domestic terror threat is much more worrisome than any foreign threat we could face.
Remember what the local news told us after they just arrested that January 6th, their military veteran, by the way. Remember what the local news told us who was after that guy? The Joint Terrorism Task Force. You thought they were after Al-Qaeda? You thought they were after Hamas? Oh, no, 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 no. They're after the threats to democracy. They're not destroying these organizations. They're building them for a totally different purpose. Do keep that in mind. Maybe a good time to stock up on some chalk, huh? Maybe a good time to make sure your T levels are where they should be. You see, this country has been suffering from low T. That's a real thing. 50%. They're down 50% the T levels in this country in just 50 years. That is societal extinction if it is not reversed. It's in our waters. It's in our plastics. You can't avoid it. You can reverse it. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk. There's a female vitality stack for the ladies. We have got to reverse what has happened to us physically. There's a reason we feel down. There's a reason we don't have energy. We don't have the energy because we don't have the appropriate things in our body. So go to Chalk and get them. They have huge Black Friday specials now, already available right now. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse is how you get these specials. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get yourself prepped and ready, all right? Speaking of the military, here's an interesting stat. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'm having so much fun. This has been best. We had to abla about Christmas songs. We were talking about fighting in Congress. Now, I'll go back to this again. I'm not going to let this go. Well, I'll do the military stat first, and then I'll come back to it. This is an interesting one. Over 70% of Americans are unwilling to be drafted if World War III breaks out. This is one of those things, the system.
I don't want to say they haven't figured out yet, but it's going to be quite a rude awakening when these people get done dragging us into World War III. They're all obviously interested in dragging us into World War III, mainly because none of them are going to serve and none of them are going to get shot in the face.
President of the United States states, what is America's national vital interest in Ukraine? It is actually in degrading the Russian military. We have been very effective using our resources and our weaponry and the incredibly high price of Ukrainian blood to achieve that objective.
What? We have United States senators announcing on national television that our stated foreign policy goal is to destroy the Russian military? I'm not a fan of the Russian military or Russia, but is that our current objective on this planet? So once these people drag us into World War III, they're going to once again look around for patriotic Americans to serve, as they always have. They've always gone for people like you, people like me, who will wave the flag, people who stand up and take their hats off for the anthem, people who believe in the Pledge of Allegiance, people who believe in God and family. Those are the people who line up around the block to serve in the case of war. The problem is we don't want to do that anymore for this evil regime. I will not fight for the U.S. of Gay. Neither will my sons. I will not fight for a country that has already declared war on white people at every single level. I will not fight for a country that has declared war on the family, on any kind of established religion. I will not, and my sons will not either. And I know many people share that sentiment. In fact, every single veteran friend of mine has not only shared that sentiment about himself, they've shared it about his children. I have vet buddies of mine who've already announced, they've already told me they're prepping to leave if it comes to that. That's how horrified they are by the things they've seen within our military and within our government. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to draft you by force, which the draft is always by force anyway, but they're going to draft people at gunpoint is what they're going to do. And remember, as they fill up the country with illegals who hate it as much as they do, remember, they hate you, right? They don't have foreign enemies. It'd be an excellent opportunity to get rid of your kids and my kids. Get rid of, oh my gosh, if we just wipe out another generation of patriots, then these people will let us do whatever we want to do. And don't think that's not how these people think. That's exactly how these people think. Now, I need to bring this up again, because I realize a bunch of people are going to be mad, and then I'll get back to the emails. Again, America not just Congress, but America itself. It functioned better. Men function better when they're in an environment where you can pay physical consequences for running your mouth. Here's Senator Mullen. I called him Mullins earlier. Senator Mullen of Oklahoma. Keep in mind, he's an MMA fighter trying to fight a labor leader who he has history with.
Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hold, stop it.
Is that your solution? Every poll?
No, no, sit down.
That's
right, Eric. Sit down. Okay. You know, you're a United States senator. Sit down.
So what that he's a United States senator? I prefer my United States senators to be people who will throw hands if it comes time to it. Labor leader? And I'm not even against the labor leader, right? Labor leader ran his mouth and said, anytime, any place. Senator agrees. Okay, how about right now? Well, who's being harmed here? And I'm not even, look, I'm not even suggesting dueling, and you're lucky I'm not going that far, but who's being harmed here? Two men chirping at each other. Okay, let's figure it out. Now, maybe I've lived a different life. I learned some valuable lessons getting socked in the face. And other people have learned valuable lessons about me after I socked them in the face. And I know that makes me sound like some kind of a caveman. That's how men operate. Valuable lessons. You see these guys out here today? You see all these beta males today? All these women who email into the show, Jesse, all this country's full of a bunch of sissies. All these passive aggressive beta males, 30, 40 years old, chirping at people on social media, being passive aggressive on their neighborhood Facebook page. You know what I see every time I see that? I see somebody who never got punched in the face. You need to get punched in the face every now and then. And you probably need to do it to someone else too. The country operates better. Men operate better when there are physical consequences for running your friggin' mouth reckless. Period. End of story. And in case you're wondering who would have won that fight, remember, Mullen was an MMA fighter. That fight would have been over very quickly. Very quickly. Remember, it's just like shooting we talk about. There's trained and there's untrained. People talk about tough. No. Professional fighters will destroy you. It's what they do for a living. They don't understand the difference between professional fighters and tough. Mullen would have destroyed him and would destroy most of us. Period. All right. Look, this is why we need to get back to a country where men are men. All right. And this ties directly into the abortion fight for me too. I see so many men who either want to give in on this fight or they want to sit it out. Well, it's not my place. Babies need your protection, sir. Are you a man or are you not? If you're a man, part of your duty in life is to protect women and children. That is part of a man's duty in life. Ah, Jesse, you're old fashioned. Fine. Call me whatever you want. That's part of a man's duty in life. Be pro-life. Be pro-life with your words and your actions. What actions? Oh, I don't know. Maybe provide some ultrasounds if you can financially. Some people can't. I get that. But you know your donations to preborn, you know they're tax deductible. Did you know that? You give preborn $28 for an ultrasound. Give them $28,000. Give them whatever you want. It's tax deductible. Saving lives is tax deductible. That's freaking awesome. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Now, before I get back to the emails and the House Republicans and this spending bill and things like that, I offended somebody. I made somebody mad, and I was trying to be nice. And this is not the first time this has happened to me, but I'm a little bit confused what happened. So we're going to talk about that next.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies. like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waking Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.